The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? I will go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Let us pray. O God of peace, who hast taught us that in returning and rest we shall be saved, in quietness and confidence shall be our strength. By the might of thy Spirit, lift us, we pray thee, to thy presence, where we may be still and know that thou art God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. It is my privilege to present to you today the one who comes to lead our worship. I recall the awe in which I held him when I was first acquainted with him as a student at Southern Seminary in Louisville. Happily, over those years, that awe was transmuted into respect, appreciation, and affection as I came to know him as teacher, counselor, and friend. More than we are often aware, the strength of Southeastern today is a result of his single-minded dedication to this school, which he served so well as professor, dean, and second president. We delight in his continued presence in Wake Forest, and after the anthem, which we shall hear now, Dr. Owen T. Binkley will lead our meditation and conclude our worship.
I should like to express gratitude to the dean for the very gracious introduction, and to our friends for the music as we begin our worship today. This morning I draw attention to the gift of encouragement. The text is a part of the fourth verse of the 15th chapter of Romans. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. In another context, Paul tells us that there are diversities of gifts, and identifies the gift of knowledge, the gift of wisdom, the gift of faith, and the gift of healing. This broad scope of knowledge and talents is discoverable in this community of faith, but you and I cannot take full credit for even one of them. Every good gift is a gift from God to be accepted with gratitude and used faithfully in his redemptive work on earth. The gift of encouragement, which comes to us through the Scriptures, is to be distinguished with utmost care from flattery. The gift of encouragement is a valuable asset, one of the most productive of all the gifts. But the practice of flattery is a subtle peril in Christian ministry anywhere in the world. Flattery, carefully defined, is excessive and insincere praise and appraisal motivated by self-interest, and is to be avoided by the servants of God. Christian encouragement, on the other hand, is utterance or action that inspires courage and confidence for Christian living, imparts biblical insights and moral strength for difficult decisions and for endurance in the performance of vocational tasks. And as we continue to think together in these moments of worship about the gift of encouragement, I trust that every one of us will think of some person on this campus, in this community, in this nation, in the world, some person who is on the verge of a difficult decision or who is disheartened and resolve before this week is out to send a letter or a word or some gift of encouragement to that person. This is a week of prayer for our foreign missions. I am sure that among the 2,700 and more missionaries throughout the world, there are some who are facing difficult, complicated decisions, and there are some who are disheartened. And if we think of what we call the third world, we can know that there are great groups of people who need to have encouragement to relate whatever resources they have and whatever resources they may honorably acquire to the needs of young and old throughout the world. In almost every community, including this one, there are persons in trouble. In the privacy of the home, in the primary institutions of the community, and in the broader society, individuals struggle night and day with burdens that are almost unendurable. Parents and children, teachers and students, employed and unemployed people are frequently lonely and dispirited and need encouragement. The gift of encouragement creates a constructive attitude toward these and all other serious problems and troubles. Let me mention three factors related to this attitude. In the first place, the difficulty is a part, but not the whole, of a person's life. It is to be remembered that the profoundest difficulties, the most acute pain, including such serious problems as catastrophic illness, deep disappointment, and economic adversity, are not the whole of human existence, only a part. I was very grateful for this insight many years ago when I had a very severe attack of spinal arthritis, and for a while was on the critical list in a hospital with pain that did not allow sleep for long periods of time. I remembered what Baron von Hugel had written about an experience through which he had passed, in which he asked himself, "Can I endure this pain one more day?" And then he asked later, "Can I endure this anguish one more hour?" And at the most critical point, he asked, "Can I endure this pain one more minute?" Well, he did, by the grace of God, and lived for years to write some of the most thoughtful letters I have ever read. Trouble and peril are a part and not the whole of human existence. A second factor related to a constructive attitude toward disheartenment is that there are honorable and effective ways to deal with exceptionally serious difficulties. There is a danger point in human life when a person concludes that there is no solution of his problem, that he is entrapped and tormented for all time. Unless he sees an honorable and effective way to deal with the problem, he is in great peril indeed. Across the centuries, however, thoughtful men and women frequently through trial and error have learned how a number of complex problems may be solved or at least ameliorated. This knowledge and these skills have been tested now by scientific study. New discoveries have been made. Research is in progress, and there are competent and compassionate persons whose help we may seek without loss of self-esteem. And third, the living God, whom we know in Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit, knows us. He knows us as we are and loves us, and makes available the gift of encouragement through the Scriptures. He encourages us in all our difficulties so that we may be able to strengthen those who are in any kind of trouble. He has planted in our minds, moreover, the vision of a community of faith, where disagreements are dissolved by reason and not by force, where persons speak honestly and are kind to one another, and where repressive structures are transformed into channels of truth and instruments of peace. Whatsoever things were written in former days were written for our instruction, that remaining steadfast and drawing encouragement from the Scriptures, we might cherish hope. Thank God for His encouragement. Let us pray. Send us forth, O God, endowed with wisdom and courage, for the ministry of encouragement, where people are in trouble and hurt, and enable us to be good ministers of encouragement through Jesus Christ our Lord.